This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Though Ohio House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger announced on Tuesday he would leave May 1st, his resignation is now effective immediately. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports Rosenberger is still maintaining his innocence in the face of an FBI inquiry.
The FBI is said to be interested in Rosenberger's international travel last year with some lobbyists connected to payday lending. Rosenberger has said he believes his actions have been ethical and lawful. He didn't attend session on Wednesday, the same day a committee vote on a compromise bill to crack down on payday lending was halted. And pressure was mounting among Republicans for him to leave right away. A spokesman for House leadership said in a statement that now that Speaker Pro Tem Kirk Schuring has assessed the office's responsibilities and who has the decision-making authority, Schuring felt it was in the best interest of the House that Rosenberger resign immediately. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
It's official. Starting next year, the Firestone Country Club will no longer be home to the Bridgestone Invitational Golf Tournament. The commissioner of the PGA was in Akron Thursday to announce that starting in the summer of 2019, Akron will host the Senior Tour Championship instead. WKSU's Tim Rudell has details.
Commissioner Jay Monahan calls the change a business decision involving sponsorship strategies, but is not elaborating. He describes the Senior Championship as a major on that tour. He says it can be an exciting alternative for Akron. He doesn't believe there will be a problem marketing it locally to a community that's just learned it's being abandoned for main PGA events.
I think the word abandon or abandonment is, I don't think that's fair, because abandonment would have us not here, okay? We're here. We're here for four more years with Bridgestone, with a new product and a major championship.
The World Golf Championship Tournament that became known as the Bridgestone Invitational in 2006 has been played in Akron since 1999, except for one year. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.
Outgoing University of Akron President Matt Wilson is one of four candidates in the running for the top job at Utah Valley University. Wilson last month lost his bid to become president of Central Florida University, and shortly after that, he announced he was stepping down as president at Akron to return to the law school faculty in July. Wilson grew up in Utah and earned 2 degrees from the University of Utah. Attorneys representing Cleveland police supervisors charged in a deadly 2012 police chase are asking for a review of an offer to drop all charges in exchange for $5,000. East Cleveland Law Director Willa Hemmons made the offer to drop dereliction of duty charges against the five supervisors. In a letter to state and county officials, they claim Hemmons acted improperly when she offered to drop the charges in exchange for money. Cleveland.com reports Hemmons has made similar offers to past defendants. Only one officer was charged in connection with the deadly chase. He was later acquitted. A federal judge has given the U.S. EPA 30 days to act on Ohio's 2016 list of impaired waters. The order is part of a lawsuit brought by the Environmental Law and Policy Center against the EPA. In a ruling this week, U.S. District Judge James Carr wrote federal regulators failed to act on the state EPA's decision to leave Lake Erie's Western Basin off of its list of impaired waterways, even after the high-profile Toledo water crisis in 2014. Federal regulators waited until one day before a filing deadline to tell the Ohio EPA it was reconsidering its approval of the impaired waters. In its ruling, Carr said the move had a whiff of bad faith. State and federal officials are reviewing the judge's order. This is WKSU.